And so as we start our new year, as we create our new year, as God created the heavens and the earth, let us be inspired by those words and blessed by those words. So the name of my sermon this morning is In the Beginning, We Discover God Created. But wait a minute. Whoa. Step back. Where do you find God? And who is the God that we find? Well, this morning in our scripture, we find God by immersing ourselves in the words of the acts of God's creation. 2,000 years ago, Mary found God in the intimacy of her womb. And also 2,000 years ago, the shepherds found God in the invitation of the angels. Today, we find God in the interaction of our relationship to God. And also today, the scientist of the Large Hadron Collider on the border between France and Switzerland are trying to find God in the infinity of extremely tiny particle physics. So in the beginning, we discover God. And so, dear God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, come into my mind and heart this morning and help me lead this beloved worshiping community virtually wherever it is in your creation, so that we may appreciate you, love you, serve you, be blessed by you more and more this new year. Fill us with your love, guide us with your light, strengthen us on our journey as your disciples in this world. Amen. So the Large Hadron Collider is a $5 billion project. It is a 17-mile circular tube which is buried 575 feet below ground. It has 9,600 magnets. And these magnets are supercooled to minus 450 degrees Fahrenheit. And in these tubes, they take two beams, and each beam contains 300 trillion protons. And they shoot beams at each other in a vacuum, accelerating them to 99.9999% the speed of light. This creates 1 billion particle collisions per second, and it creates temperatures that are over 100,000 times hotter than the center of our sun. And why are scientists doing this? Scientists from many nations are attempting to recreate the conditions that occurred a trillionth of a second after the creation of our universe, to try to better understand our universe. And among other things, they are looking for boson particles. Now, boson particles have been called the God particle, because some scientists think that boson particles are that which hold everything in the world together. But the God particle isn't our triune God, Father, Son, Spirit, that we see in our scripture. You see, in our scripture, we see in the beginning, we discover God. And there's also one small problem with the Large Hadron Collider and what they're doing. Small problem. Some scientists believe that it may bring about the total destruction of the Earth. Some scientists are concerned that when these particle beams collide, they may create a black hole that could swallow the Earth and all the people in it and turn the Earth and all the people in it into a dead, hyper-dense, round void about the size of our sanctuary. That's what some scientists believe. Now, other scientists think this. Well, maybe the production of particles from these collisions, they may produce particles called strangelets. Scientific term, strangelets. And these strangelets could ignite a chain reaction, making the Earth a lifeless mass of strange matter in seconds. So that's how some people are looking for God. Now, I'm not being anti-science. Science has brought us new COVID vaccines and more new COVID vaccines that are coming. Science has brought us the technology I'm using now. Science is based on asking questions and seeking answers, wherever that may lead. And so, Royal Oak, beloved, worshiping community, wherever you are, let us now be scientists of the sacred and ask questions and seek answers about what kind of God do we come from? Who created us? We are created in the image of God. Who is that? The Christian writer Debbie Thomas answers this question. Okay, these are her words. We come from a God who sees. Seven times in the Genesis creation narrative, we have the phrase, and God saw. Our God lingers over his creation. He lingers over every leaf, every stream, every child. Our God's gaze is the gaze of an artist, perceptive, appreciating, patient. God sees. So Debbie Thomas tells us that we come from a God who sees. And I would say we also come from a God who blesses. Because in our creation narrative that we read this morning, God pronounced his blessing, calling creation good or very good, seven times. You see, in the beginning, we discover God and what God created. And we also discover an invitation to create with God. So let us again be scientists of the sacred and ask the question, what will our Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, create in this new year? What will be our creation narrative? in this new year. For we create with joy. For we create in prayer. For we create in patience. For we create in forgiveness. Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, will we create in love? Every morning when we wake up, each one of us, no matter where we are, we wake up in a day that was never before and will never be again. And we see from the creation narrative we read this morning that every day we are given agency by God and a calling from God to create something good. Can you imagine going to bed each night and thinking about the day that you just lived and being able to say as you close your eyes, it was good? Imagine that. So, have you created any New Year's resolutions yet? I may be a couple days late asking you that question, but don't worry about them. Don't worry at all about New Year's resolutions, because studies show that most New Year's resolutions fall apart. They last a couple weeks, and then they're gone. I know this from experience. Other people have told me the same thing. And most resolutions fall apart because they're not aligned with anything. So what if this year we as a beloved worshiping community create New Year's resolutions for our church that are aligned with God's will? How does this work? Well, if we look ahead 3 months on our calendar, we get to April, beginning of April, we get to Easter. And we can look to Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before he died. After he gave us the gift of Holy Communion that we will be celebrating in a few minutes. But Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, we have these words from Mark chapter 14, verse 36. Jesus' words, "Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will." Do you see how Jesus, on the night before he died, was aligning himself with not what he willed, but what God willed? Being aligned with God is as crucial to our lives as it is being aligned to the Large Hadron Collider. None of the experiments in the Large Hadron Collider will ever work unless those particle beams being projected at 99.9999 times the speed of light are aligned with each other. So, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, look at the many ways we have been a blessing to our community in this past year. And every one of these ways we have been a blessing has happened because we have aligned ourselves with God. Our will, God's will, aligned. And so, finally, let us be scientists of the sacred, asking questions, seeking answers, and imagining how wonderful, F-U-L-L, wonderful, 2021 can be if our creative energy is aligned with God's creative energy? Imagine what creations and blessings we can bring forth wherever we are, working together as a beloved worshiping community. And imagine how often we could then say, individually and as a community, at the end of each of our days, wherever we are, it was good. And so, let us imagine all this. Let us bring forth all this as we align ourselves with Jesus' holy and creative name. Amen.